Good morning, everybody. We're coming to you live right here from inside the main build facility at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. I'm Tom. We all know the master, Bub. Good morning, Bub. How are we doing over there?
Hey, man. Doing really good so far. Just trying to get this thing done. And I got to give me a second here. I just got the glue and the adhesive ready to go on these carbon mirror covers.
You keep on going, ladies and gentlemen. This is a sneak preview of the 2017 Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Precision Turbo, world's only 600 horsepower stock block EcoBoost drop-in Mustang in the world. This car will be unveiled at SEMA. We're not going to let you see the whole thing. We're just going to keep on working right here, aren't we, Bub?
Hey, man, we're just cranking away and getting this thing done. You know, it's as everybody can see out there, this thing is in many different stages of completion. We have a long way to go in a short amount of time, so we are cranking here at BEM getting this thing ready.
This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. And make sure you visit our online apparel and merchandise section. Buy your gifts early and for yourself. Miss Outlaw Boutique, MS Outlaw Boutique, where tonight is Ship and Shop from 6 to 8 p.m. during food trucks. Miss Outlaw Boutique brings you the finest in boutique apparel and fashion. 6 to 8, the girls are going to be out there. Robin and Layla are prepping and getting it ready for you today. 561-660-6695, 1200 Town Center Drive, Suite 108. Go out and join Layla and the Outlaw girls tonight. Oh my God, they're going to blow your mind with how beautiful they are. The former supermodel Layla Von Athey, the owner, with Miss Robin out there at Miss Outlaw Boutique. And on Instagram, Facebook, and the World Wide Web. Cars and Coffee at Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding Cars and Coffee at Palm Beach. We will be there not this month, headlining VIP the following month, where the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Precision Turbo 2017 Mustang will make its public debut. Grassroots Motorsports, we'll be talking to Joe at Grassroots Motorsports live on the podcast tomorrow. Those guys are the best. They have the exclusive locked in contractually on the release of this car, and we will be talking about it. We want to give a very special shout out to that this morning before we jump into this segment to our friends over there at Diode. Bub, we got to talk about these guys. Bub, look at him. Look, here he comes, ladies and gentlemen. The man with all the... We got to say good morning to Diode Dynamics. We got to say good morning to Chris, the whole car, Nico, and the whole crew over there. We're going to be doing a lot with those guys. This car may be seeing some stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, there's the master. One of the top three in the industry today, Bubba himself. Good morning, Bub.
Hey, man. Good morning. You know, what's up, guys? Everybody out there that's chilling, thank you for tuning in to all of our daily live streams every day. We were sitting down with Connor, our producer, this morning, last night, going through a lot of our statistics. And, guys, the numbers have been through the roof. We are literally at 35,000 views just this month alone on our videos, which is pretty huge. So we're really excited about that, man. We love that you guys are out there paying attention, tuning in, watching, not only from a sponsorship standpoint, a promo release standpoint, product release, but also just for a lot of the do-it-yourselfer guys out there that we do all these tech tips on, product reviews. So a lot of cool things going on.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the number one rated internationally syndicated daily motorsports live stream in the world. We are also the host of the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast, which airs from 9 to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We take a tremendous amount of pride in bringing that to you, especially coming off of our six-year Silver Telly Award-winning television show that aired on Speed Vision, and we won the Silver Telly with that. And we have episodes airing on Velocity currently, Bub.
Yeah, man, a lot of good stuff going on here, man. BM right now, Bubba's Exotic Motorsports here in beautiful Jupiter, Florida, in the Palm Beaches. Man, we are 2 miles inland of the coast. It is amazing here. The breeze is beautiful all the time. And we are just cranking away at getting rides done, not only from the client rides to the celebrity rides to the SEMA build. I mean, it is wide open throttle here right now. Which one of the guys is walking out in the background?
It's Craig. I don't know what he's doing today.
What is this guy? Did he come through that door that I locked?
I have no idea what he's doing
this
tonight.
This freaking guy. I swear to God with him, man. He just looks for attention all the time.
Yes.
So I'll tell you what, man. We have so much stuff going on. We've got, I mean, everything you can imagine going on with the SEMA build. We've got products that have come in from powder coating, from Pat Palm Beach Plating. Steeda hooked us up with more product for the car. They had seen that the way this thing has taken off in terms of viewers and traffic to their website from all the social media we've done. They've already called us and said, hey, we want to send more. And they hooked us up with everything that they offer for the S550 Mustang from 15 on.
Ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank the big sponsors who came in with this car. Naturally, Ford, of course, Bub, this is a 2017 Ford Mustang. You do have Turbonetics and Precision Turbo behind it. Steeda, the number one name in aftermarket Ford performance parts in the very world.
Yeah, man.
How about that? Steeda Autosports, Race Rams. Who else we got? Precision Turbo, Turbo Dynamics, Steve, I mean, everybody, Palm Beach
Plating. Yeah, man, it's funny because, you know, this car started CPE. Off with, it started off, our very first sponsor to jump on deck with this thing was Turbonetics Precision. It was a joint partnership build between us at BEM and
your
Precision Turbonetics.
Second one, second concept car.
Second build we've done for them that is literally a product release on what they're bringing to market. So that is the point of this build. It is literally done so that we can have this car debuted at SEMA this year, booth 24125. That's October 31st, November 3rd. Right there in the main booth at SEMA for Turbonetics Precision Napier, which is all Wabtec companies. So we've got this car going in, and what it is a release on the new 2.3 liter drop-in turbo kit. So this is truly a kit, a boxed assembly that you get out of a standard shipment. You take it out of the box, you bolt this thing on. No adapters, no oil lines, no modifications. It's literally unbolting the factory turbocharger.
Yes.
Four nuts on the exhaust housing, on the exhaust side. You've got two studs that hold your factory downpipe on, and you can do this with multiple aftermarket downpipes. You can literally do the four nuts there, two nuts on the back, two studs, and then you've got your two water lines, your pressure and return, you've got your two oil lines, pressure and return, and you have your inlet. And that is it, guys. I mean, it is literally 6-8 bolts, and you can change this thing in 45 minutes to an hour, all do it yourself with the right tools. Better on a lift because you can get down to the bottom side of the exhaust and move it around a little bit, make it easier for you. But it is literally capable of producing a number of horsepower, crunching 600 horsepower out of a four-cylinder. That was factory rated at 330 and 410.
That was the object of the build. When Turbonetics reached across the table to you again and pushed it over, they said, we want this. Here's the turbo. It's the only one like it in the world. You do have the only turbo application like this in the world today, Bob. And you do all of their research and design and development of these systems. The system you built for the Gen 5 Camaro,
yep,
is so popular they can't keep it on the shelf. You are one of the top three builders, designers, and fabricators in the world today, Bub. I'm very proud of what you're able to do. This car is absolutely stunning. We will not let you guys see the whole car. We'll only let you see these bits and pieces of it because we won't allow Bub's ideas to be stolen prior to SEMA.
Yeah, man, we've got a long way to go. You know, a huge list of sponsors that have stepped up to the plate because of the strength this car is bringing to
CPE,
the industry from here
Steeda.
Forward. We've got so many people that back this thing, all the product from CPE that came in, everything from, I mean, the massive front mount intercooler on this car, capable of 750 plus horsepower. We are going to touch that number. I'm telling you, this car will produce it post SEMA when it's not a true bolt-on car anymore. At that point, we're going to go pretty extreme inside the motor. But right now, we are at that 600 horse mark, 597 to the tires. We are at that number.
That was prior to the front mount upgrades and the additional turbo upgrades.
Correct. That was all running on our previous system. That was our stage one kit that we had on this car. Again, still true bolt-ons, all from CPE, still true bolt-ons. Everything is from a 2015 onward of the EcoBoost Mustang, which is a 2.3 liter. So all these components, everything you see here, I mean, I'm talking the strut brace, the cold air intake assembly, the hot charge pipe, the cold charge pipe, the blow-off valve, the front mount intercooler, everything you guys see on this car that's going to be displayed at SEMA is all bolt-ons for anything from 2015 onward. And I'm talking everything except for the powertrain standpoint, but suspension related, the Extreme Dimensions Duraflex wide body, the Carbon Creations components, everything is going to fit not only the V6, the four-cylinder EcoBoost, the standard V6 base model and premium package, going up to the GT, the GT350R, all of these components will transfer over to one another. So it's super, super cool. That's what this car is bringing to the table, is product placement of everything that fits that entire variety of the S550 Mustang class. And there are a lot of these units getting sold right now.
And Bub, I know one of your clients was in here yesterday. You're building his 57 Thunderbird.
Yep.
And the other piece of our facility here, it's over in our paint facility right now. He just bought a twin car, paid $70,000 and $25,000 in upgrades, so about $100,000 in this car. He's bringing it in for the Steeda auto sports suspension on that car once it delivers in December.
Yeah, it's going to be super strong, man. And it's one of those things, you know, for those of you out there who are watching that didn't see some of the product review we did with Steeda stuff, go back a few days, even back to a couple weeks ago. I know Steeda just did a before after posting on it on their site as well, which looks really cool. Steeda auto sports, Steeda.com. They did a before after of the components when they shipped them to us. Coming out of the box, we did a product review on them, talking about the quality, what you get when you open those boxes for the first time, the pure fitment of it, the instructions, start to finish, the quality, the nut and bolt, the hardware, the way they bag and label, everything there. But it all came in like a factory Steeda blue, right?
Correct.
That's their color code.
Yep.
So Steeda has always been blue. A lot of guys like to decorate their cars in blues, yellows, greens, purples. Some guys go wild and they do every color. Some people don't necessarily theme them. On this car, being that it is being built for Turbonetics, Precision, Napier, all Wabtec companies with us here at BEM, we decided to do a themed build on this car, a black, gloss black, and red combo, so it looks super strong. We sent everything that is on this car, I'm talking from the suspension to some of the cold air intake components. All these pieces are custom powder coated in a gloss red to match the Watson Racing roll cage in the car. So it turned out really well, and everything is starting to play together insane, man. Even all the way down to the logoing on the front of the intercooler was done in a custom gloss red. That can be seen at our Instagram, instagram.com/Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.
Big thank you to Pat over at Palm Beach Plating Bub, who put together the powder coating for it. For those of you who have not seen the quality of it, you will see here, this is the front strut assembly. You can clearly see right here, ladies and gentlemen, the quality of what has been done. And this will show absolutely beautifully on the car. This car will have race ramps underneath of it with LED lights, Bub.
Now, but wait, before we even get into that, right, that's display purposes. Speaking of Steeda, since you are holding that, oh my God, beautiful coilover assembly for the front of this thing, fully adjustable camber plates, this car will let me go as far as I need it to go in terms of handling, characteristics, everything I could possibly imagine, and still have a factory ride quality with beautiful alignment, no pulling at all, no tire wear. So we're looking forward to getting those products installed. But speaking of Steeda, one of the things I mentioned was Steeda did reach out across the table and say, hey, guess what? We've got more for that car. What else can we send you, right? So we talked with Glenn over at Steeda. We let him know what we were looking for.
Yep.
And part of those components were some Diode Dynamics lights, right? Because we do want to finalize the interior of this car, which has all been done in a nice gloss black, but a black leather with a red perforated suede insert. We've done a lot of custom embroidery. We've done a lot of custom paneling, a lot of carbon fiber inserts on the inside of this
car. Very proud of the interior of this car.
True carbon, not in terms of hydro dipping and graphics where it just kind of rolled on. Never looks like true carbon. It looks like wrap. So this is all true carbon components. Everything on this car is real carbon. So we've gone a real far away with it, and the guys reached out to Diode Dynamics this morning because of that order, and we've got a lot of lights coming in. We've got a lot of the HP5 lights coming in for the map lights, for the glove box lights, and all of those were already upgraded to white with the original build of this car. But now that we have themed it red, we are going with the HP5 red, 92 lumens. It's going to brighten this thing up really, really nice. It's going to look super strong, man. I can't wait to open the doors. Listen, I've got some stuff going on this car, right? So you saw that I was putting on the carbon fiber mirror earlier when we started this segment. I've got the one sitting on the front fender. I've got to get the other side on. All those carbon accents are going to go on this thing. But what do you think about the pony that illuminates on the floor going in red?
In red.
Right? So we've got all these little small touches that are going to come together really strong on this thing. It's going to look really well when it's sitting on that display at SEMA.
Not only that, it will look good at Ford headquarters. It'll look good at Turbonetics headquarters. And then this car goes out on a one-year national tour. Buddy.
So you're not driving is what you're saying?
Yes, I am.
No chance?
All the way.
No.
All the way.
Not at all.
Yes,
you're
sir.
Not even driving the truck with the trailer in the car inside the trailer.
I can be a good passenger in the tour bus.
For sure. You can do that. Just sit down. Don't move.
I've wrecked that too.
You have wrecked that.
Stock the refrigerator and I'm good to go.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to be talking to Diode Dynamics. Nick over there today, we need to get finalized on some of this lighting. And you're very specific about you what you want. If you haven't seen some of the stuff, there are other companies like Rigid Lighting and all this who claim a lot. We've done with Rigid for a long, long time, man. But these guys over at Diode Dynamics, man, these guys are pretty good. Nick's got, product out there with demon eyes, halos, LED strips, light bars. They've got marker lights always on. I mean, come on.
Well, plus not only that, but also, it's like, you have to know where you can have lighting, right? But you have to know how to accentuate that lighting. You have to know where to put it and how to not go overboard with it. Because especially LED lighting in today's world, very bright, very vibrant, doesn't take much to run them in today's world with the terms of electronics. But man, when you start just going, if we ordered every light you could get for this thing, if we put lights around the headlight rings, we put them in the fog lights, put them in the headlights, you put them in the grill, you put some underglow on the thing. I mean, you could go crazy, dude. This is not 2000 Fast and Furious. We're not trying to go that buck wild on this thing. We want to be very clean, very classy, but all still really functional and aggressive at the same time.
Demon eyes on her.
So that's what I'm thinking. So we've got a couple different options out there. We want to see what we can get going on this thing from Diode Dynamics, get these things lit up. Because we want to keep it super clean, really aggressive. I can't wait to see what we can put together with those guys over there and see where we turn out.
It's going to be a very exciting car, Bub. This has been a very, very exciting week. A lot of great things have gone on here. Just fantastic, wonderful stuff. You just don't know how to. We're so lucky. We're so blessed to have what we've got here.
Yeah, man. So why don't you ask me about that mirror cover over there?
Not about that. I want to say thank you to Connor, our new producer. He is taking the business side of things in terms of our production, the production of our shows, into a whole new direction. Very professional producer, very on top of his game. He is doing a lot of new things with us, and you're going to be seeing those results coming up very, very soon.
Yeah, and you know what also, too, is I've got to find out. I called Ford the other day, right? I mentioned to you about this with the CPE stuff with the cold air intake. Mm-hmm. I've got to reach out to Ford and find out where the factory parts are. They were only one day delivery, and this was back on, when did I call them? When did we get the CPE stuff? Friday?
Friday, last Friday.
So I called them Friday. It should have been here by then. And they're only like a half mile down
the
road.
What parts are you waiting for?
So, and that's why this cold air intake assembly is not finished being bolted on. We've got a nice plexiglass lid that goes on top with the CPE logo etched into it. So we've got a lot of nice custom components going in, but I haven't finished that because I'm waiting for the factory air box, the cold air insert that goes from the back of the grill to the functional port on the bottom of this aluminum air box assembly. So I'm waiting for that piece and also the rubber grommets for it so I can finalize them.
That's right. You wanted to use all the factory rubber grommets on this.
That was from like literally 5 days ago. It's Friday now. So I need to figure out where those are, find out what's going on. A lot of guys sent us questions on that Instagram we did last night. We had a lot of feedback on the one from the Monkey in Paradise Challenger.
Yeah. Oh my God, that car's beautiful.
So turned out beautiful, right? So this is kind of the example I wanted to show with the extreme dimensions of Duraflex wide body. And the fact that there are different stages you go through in paint and body. We've talked about it many times. You have to first do all of your panel mock-up, getting your body lines straight, getting everything lined up, getting everything secured, fastened exactly how you want, getting your fitment straight, getting your eighth-inch gaps everywhere so your gaps are all perfect.
Yep, all the way across.
So you go through many steps in paint and body, and that's where a lot of time comes in. And that's where we're at with the extreme dimensions.
No, Bob, snap your fingers and it's just magically done.
No chance. If you want it magically done, it's going to look like junk in the end.
So you carry it down the road.
You do it multiple times, and these things have probably been on and off of this car 20 plus times.
Probably.
Getting them on and off, getting the panel fitment right, getting the nutserts installed in the fenders. And what you wind up with is, as everybody can see, there are...
These are in two different stages here, ladies and gentlemen.
Right. So what you wind up with, and that was one of the questions we had, was why was it like black shadowy like this, right? So what you work with, when you're working with components like this, it doesn't matter if you're working with steel, if you're working with aluminum, if you are working for 100%, I mean, 100, you can go 110%, 150, whatever you want to consider it, if you're working for a show quality shine in the end with mirror reflectivity, doesn't look like it's all wavy and bloppy and, you know, looks like crap under some especially SEMA lighting, you want to make sure that you do all of your proper body work.
These are the things you have to think about, ladies and gentlemen. That's why Bub is where he is. He's even seeing the SEMA lighting based on his previous years of experience at the SEMA show. So he's building into that lighting. It's the small details.
So a couple of things you can see here. One, this Duraflex Extreme Dimensions wide body really is going to make this car look super aggressive. These wheels that are on here now, these are 10s wide on the front. They look dinky to comparison of what's going to be on here with the 13s on the front and the 15s. It's going to look insane once American Racing gets those things into us. They're finalizing in custom shop right now. It's going to look insane. But what you see here is that difference, and that's what one of our questions was last night, was why is in one of your pictures, I see where the car was wrecked, but then your next one down, you know, it's kind of like a step line of how it goes. So it was like the wrecked car, and then there was one that had some body work on it, and then there was one that had... a gray with a dusting, and then there was a gray, and then you saw the blue, and then you saw the full with clear, right? So it's a full step process, many steps in between, but that's just kind of a snapshot overview of it. So what you have is, as you do your final body work, you wind up doing a sealer primer on it. You have to seal everything before you put any sort of paint.
Not everybody does that, though. At Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, ladies and gentlemen, this is the route we take. We use a sealer primer. Then we use a primer in on top of that.
Right.
We use guide coats here.
Yep. So what you're seeing is you initially start with, this panel is more ready than this one here on the bumper. The fender one is where we're ready to go into a blocking stage now. So this one has been body worked. There are no more lumps in this panel at all as far as we can see with the human eye. So what you're going to do then is put down a black guide coat. This is nothing more than guide coat paint. You spray it thin. You get a nice dusting of black speck everywhere. It doesn't matter if you got a little heavy in some spots or another. What you're going to do after this then is block this section down again. So when you go to block this section, what's going to happen is, as you rub your sandpaper over all of this black dusting, the gray 2K sealer primer, three coats of it below, are going to start exposing through. And if you still see some black areas in it, you'll know where you have high or low spots and you need to work what angles to work them at. And then you end up with a panel like this one. So now this one has already been blocked and it has already gone through this step. So you can see there are some spots that were still high and low. So we need to finish working those panels further until this is all one smooth coat. We'll do a final seal on it, and then you know it's ready for paint. You've gone through all the guide coat. You've gotten rid of all the high and low spots. So when you shoot paint, which on this car is the Shadow Black, it's a G1 paint code. We're shooting all of PPG's highest end Deltron paint on here in the Concept Clear. So it has that super wet finish when it's done. We're gonna get this thing completely shot. You'll have zero lumps in this thing, and once that SEMA lighting hits this wide body kit, it's going to just flow super smooth. So that's what you're looking at here.
And that is the quality of what Bub brings forth.
It takes a lot of time.
It takes a lot of time.
Yeah, I mean, most people would literally have, you could take these pieces out from the way that you get them from Extreme. You can take them out, and that's just extremedimensions.com. You can see they've got everything for these. Camaros, Corvettes, anything you can imagine out there. Europeans, all of it. You could take these out of the box. They are of that quality. You could stick them on the car, drill them, mount them, and go. But we went way above and beyond on these in terms of getting panel fitment dead on an eighth-inch gap.
How so we do everything.
Just like the factory door jam. So all of our gaps flow the same. When the hood's shut, the gap here is going to be the same gap here. So it's going to look legit, and it's going to look like it just rolled off an assembly line, not an aftermarket body shop that slopped it together.
And that's what we call, ladies and gentlemen, doing it Bubba style. We're at the point in the show where we're going to take some audience questions and comments. And our producer has a couple with him. Mr. Producer, go ahead, sir.
Just one so far, Mark Hoffman. Okay, Bubba, get that Mustang done so I can transport the BEM number 12 stock car. I need to get a reskin and some touch-up welding, and you're the guy to do it.
Right.
So Mark Hoffman, ladies and gentlemen, is, good morning, Mark. Mark Hoffman is Bub, the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.
He's a dirt track racer.
He is our dirt track racer, and he has pulled through, I believe, 7 first-place wins this year.
Yep.
Last week, he took it out at Winchester, wasn't it,
yep.
Bub? He was out in Winchester and took it. He's very interactive with us here, and he's an extremely good driver, Bub.
Yeah, man, super strong. And, Mark, if we need to get that car transported down here to BEM, once we get some time, we've got a lot of stuff on the plate right now between here with the client rides, probably all the way through the end of 17, between the tour circuit, yeah. Between what we've got going on. If we need to get that ride down here to get a little touch-up work done on and get that thing fine-tuned for the next circle track, we'll go out there. That way you can make sure you get a win.
I'll make sure I drive it personally, Mark.
Absolutely not.
No?
No.
What happened there?
Nope. Are you ever going to ask me about the True Carbon mirror?
Bub, let's talk a little bit about the True Carbon mirror that we've got going on over here. I know we didn't want to throw too much weight that way because they are not a sponsor.
I'm just trying to show the part on the car is all I'm trying to do.
Ladies and gentlemen,
but I figured you would come over and be like, hey, what's this? And what's this stick here?
So, Bub, tell me what this is.
Oh, boy. Listen, $300 mirror cover is about to hit the floor. So these are, again, everything on this car. This thing is, by the way, like half an ounce. I mean, that's how light and strong carbon fiber is. Probably break it in half still. So we've got these pieces in. These are, again, not a promo product from True Fiber, so we're not throwing too much out there. But they are what's on this car. We've got them going on everywhere. There will be no logo placement, but we did want to do some small accentuations everywhere on this thing. We've got them on the front, the sides. Got to bring those small touches in everywhere, all the way across. So that this car does look top notch. You don't want to just take it there and have a basic setup going. You know, we didn't want just a black plastic, you know, front splitter on it and the side skirt. So we've got a lot going. But
Carbon
the guys at Extreme Dimensions, who also are in with Carbon Creations, have now stepped up to the plate to make this even a step better. So though we will have a different brand on the car, we will not be promoting that brand at all. We are going to be full-on Carbon Creations. Wait till you guys see what they are sending in, and we are changing everything you see right now.
There it is,
ladies
and gentlemen.
It's going to be insane.
So, Nick, you thought you'd seen everything about the S550 Mustangs. You haven't seen anything yet, and I promised you just that.
That's it.
Good football game last night, Bub.
Didn't watch it. Haven't seen a single game yet, man.
You are not happy with the NFL, are you?
No, listen, it has nothing to do with that. I don't, you know, listen, however people feels how they feel, I have my stand on certain things. Get it? Stand?
Get it? Stand?
That's pretty good.
Stand,
right there.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I did throw that out there. That was a drum roll after that one.
Stand, ladies and gentlemen. When the flag is present, you stand up. You're a patriotic American. You eat under these flags. You have freedom under this country's flag.
Well, okay. None of what anybody is doing out there would truly be freaking any way possible without our troops and our, you know, private personnel and everybody going out there to do every job that they do every day and put their life on the line. I don't care who you are and what you think about it. It doesn't matter. I don't care if you're freaking the President of the United States. I don't care who you are. If you want to take a knee, then get out of the country. It's that simple,
Republican,
dude.
Republican, Democrat,
there.
Black, white.
Doesn't matter.
What color you
doesn't
are.
Doesn't matter.
And you know what? Black lives don't matter any more than white lives.
No,
don't matter any more than anybody else's lives. The segregation's got to stop in this country.
For sure.
It's got to stop.
Yeah, for sure.
We are Americans. That's what we are.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. We got a part coming in offset. We're bringing it in.
The world's greatest upholsterer finished the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports 2017.
Oh, yeah. Thank you,
Turbinetics door panel. Thank you, Greg. This is a snapshot of it, ladies and gentlemen. We will only let you see this piece of the interior. Once again, Greg's superiority shows in this panel. What Bub did is designed a nice perf interior, perf leather interior with the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports logo. Look at how much detail is in this.
Bring your in down a little bit.
Greg even got the white on the side of the crown. But this is interior. We have the 270 baseball stitch right down in here to pick up the red interior. I will not tell you what the shift boot, the e-brake boot, any of that looks like, but this gives you an
What do you
inside.
Mean what it looks like? All people have to do is go Instagram, and I've been doing sneak peeks.
But only small pictures.
Very small pictures, yes.
So here it is, ladies and gentlemen. This is the official door panel as done by the best in the business, Mr. Greg Diaz. Larry Williams and Greg are truly the best two upholstery shops in the business.
For sure.
And there's no question about it. The quality of Greg and Bubba's work shows right here, and it's stunning. Mr. Producer, go ahead, sir.
Larry Williams, actually, he decided to tell us that it is Friday, and he seems very excited.
Yes.
But he also wants to know, is the Mustang a four or a six-cylinder?
Good morning, Larry Williams. We were just talking about you and Greg being the best in the business. For those who don't know, Bub, tell everybody who Larry Williams is.
All right, so Larry Williams is not only a really good personal friend of mine and Tom's, even Greg's here, everybody at the BEM facility, like family. He actually owns a shop called Sunnyside Trim Shop.
That's correct.
And what he does is very high-end upholstery work.
Beautiful work.
Amazing work. His top quality is stupid, dude.
It is.
I'm telling you. Listen, we can put some tops on cars. I might have to take a knee.
Our producer,
listen, drum rolls. That was pretty good right there.
Two drum rolls, one set, pretty solid.
Yep. I'll tell you what, man, his top quality is insane.
If you are in the Mid-Atlantic states,
for sure,
Larry is the guy to go to.
For sure, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Larry's
for
the
sure.
guy to go to.
And even stuff, I mean, even if you're just in that area, you need to just ship something out, maybe it's more cost effective to ship in his area. There are plenty of people. We've got guys sending us stuff in from, you know,
California.
We've got stuff coming in from all across the world where we just have seats come in that unload from freight trucks and we just take them apart and disassemble them. Sometimes we get stuff from south of us, east, west. I mean, you can't really go much further east unless you're on a boat, right? So we've got so much stuff that comes into us. But if you guys are in that area, that is definitely the place to go, especially if you need some top work done
just
from the hurricane, anything,
anything,
man. I'll tell you what, dude. That's I've never seen some tops pulled that tight.
Again, Larry's shop is...
I don't know, what?
What's the name of his shop?
Oh, Sunnyside Trim Shop. I didn't know what you were going for.
Sunnyside Trim Shop.
I don't know if you're going to be like, it's some gangster upholstery done Bubba style. I didn't know what you were trying to pull out of me.
Oh, okay.
You got to give
me a little Sunnyside Trim Shop. Check him out, man. He's the best of the best. He's very good.
Yeah.
I truly believe that he and Greg are the best of the best. Larry, are you going to be at SEMA this year?
I don't know
this
if he is. I think
I don't
mentioned
know.
It.
I want to see him while we're there. I like being with our family. Larry, this is the only stock block four-cylinder EcoBoost Mustang in the world that's put down 600 horsepower.
Now listen, it's so funny because I was talking to somebody, I don't remember who it was, I think it was, I want to say it was one of the guys at Diamante Atelier, right? I want to say it was, I was talking with him. We were talking about this car, right? I don't know why, but we were talking about this car and going to SEMA. He's going to come up and see a sneak peek of it in person before this thing even goes out to SEMA. I told him he's more than welcome to do that. But this car is going to, we were talking about how this is going to go into that next step with all the CBE products, all the manly forged internals. So we are going to get the upgraded I-beams, the stage two pistons, push this thing over that 750 horsepower mark, which on this car with a 7,500 RPM redline, that's pulling that import style power, might be a total dominator when it gets out there and gets up against some 1,200 horsepower Supra. It's going to be pretty embarrassing.
This car has already taken out the GT3 cup cars and the Porsches and everything out there.
I mean, listen, the turbo is almost the size of the engine in this case. The intercooler piping is larger than the entire head. So when you open the hood on this thing and you look and you're like, what? That's it? That's a little motor. It's putting that out?
Come to see him and see it.
Pretty solid, dude.
Mr. Producer, comment or question?
Mark Hoffman, just want to let you know he's going to be calling in for the Saturday show.
Okay, so Mark, make sure, yes, Mark, the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports dirt track driver, will be calling in. It's always a fun segment. Mark, we have guests from 9:10 to 9:30, and then that will be CPE 9:30 to 9:45. We have Grassroots Joe from Grassroots Motorsports. We're going to be talking about them taking the exclusive on this with Mustangs and Fast Forward, all of that stuff. They're taking the exclusive on the car, Bub.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Robin from Miss Outlaw Boutique calling in about 9:50. So if you could get to us about 9:25, Mark, 714-242-5166. You know that number's to the studio hotline.
Yep.
There it is.
I got to get back in it, man. Clearly, Greg's got the upholstery ready. We're ready to start forward a couple of
That commercial, Bub, on the messing with Sasquatch.
Yes.
Right? Now just look at me for a second.
Uh-huh.
And now look over at my shoulder right there.
Which one, Connor or Greg? Because I know what Greg's got going. He's got the messing with Sasquatch.
He's
coming.
Got that whole messing with Sasquatch.
Like, here he goes to the upholstery office.
All we need to do is throw a Slim Jim at him. He's good to go, man.
He's already got a box over there. Danny's got a whole case of Monster over there too, that bastard.
Is that true?
What? He didn't check
Slim
it out.
Slim Jims and Monsters?
I don't have any Slim
Jims. He's got the Monster though.
I don't have any Monsters in my head.
Greg saw the Monster Girls yesterday and he was like this. The sewing.
All of a sudden like, he came out of his air-conditioned office.
Yeah, he did. He came running.
Never seen him move so fast.
He was running.
Can I help you, ladies?
No idea. Just throwing it out there.
Larry, you see what we deal with over here?
Greg's like, great, dude. I'm getting freaking backed over today.
Tomorrow is the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast doing it Bubba style, 9 to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, as heard through Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, and all the big platforms. And you may also see it right here on our Facebook page, Bubba.
Yep. So stay tuned. We've got a lot coming for you guys. Stay tuned for what we've got coming out of our main build facility as well. We have a lot of these client rides getting ready to roll out. It's not just SEMA rides going on here. We are working literally through the nights on this car, getting it done after hours. So stay tuned to wait till you see what you guys see, especially coming out of that Monkey in Paradise Challenger. Next week's gonna be a big banner week on that car. This is looking absolutely beautiful, dude. I started on taping it this morning with Greg, getting the upholstery ready. We've got airbags we gotta put in this thing. We got freaking pillars to put in this thing. We got all kinds of stuff. This car was literally hit on every panel all the way around, with the exception of the rear bumper and the trunk lid.
Only I'll take care of that before it leaks, Bob.
For sure. You're going to start it up and back it right into the wall for photos.
Until tomorrow.
Just keep on doing it Bubba style.
This episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.com. Miss Outlaw Boutique. Check out what Robin and Layla have going on over there. The Outlaw Girls and the Outlaw herself are loose in Abaco tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. their extended hours during food truck. That's MissOutlawBoutique.com. They are also on Facebook and Instagram, 561-660-6695. Robin and Layla have done it all. It's an amazing job. Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding largest coffee, Cars and Coffee event. We will be there November 18th. We will not be there this October. We'll be at SEMA. Big shout out to all of our sponsors, Steeda, CPE, Extreme Dimensions, everybody who's been involved with the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports 2017 Turbonetics 600 horsepower stock block EcoBoost Mustang and Diode Dynamics. Good morning, all those guys over there. We're going to be talking with them a lot this week and in the upcoming days. Ladies and gentlemen, we are up against Friday. We'll see you tomorrow, Saturday morning. We look forward to it. We love bringing you that show. We'll be joined by Joe at Grassroots Motorsports, Mark Hoffman, the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports dirt track driver, and we'll be talking to the guys over at CPE. It's going to be a very technical segment because Bub's going to be talking very technically about intercoolers, exactly what they do, hot pipes, charge pipes, cold charge pipes, diameter of them. He's going to give you all the lowdown on why it's all so important. Until tomorrow and throughout the weekend, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you reach out to touch somebody's life in a very positive manner. Open the door for somebody whose hands are full or an elderly person in a walker. Anything you can do to help them out. If somebody's got holes in the bottom of their shoes, let's go to Payless and buy them a pair of $15 shoes. It's not that much out of your pocket. You put that much away just in a CD a week, right? That we, or we should be anyways. And ladies and gentlemen, if somebody's hungry, how about McDonald's, 7-Eleven? Whatever it is, give them a break. They might be cold, they might be hungry. Let's remember those victims in Houston, Texas, over in Puerto Rico, everybody here in Florida. Everybody, the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Race and Rally trailer is loaded up with a load to go down to the Keys right now, 30% of which was knocked out. Let's remember that as we move through the day. Let's keep a positive attitude about what's going on. Let's not grumble in our lives because it was hard to do this or hard to do that. It really wasn't that bad. You didn't lose everything in a hurricane. Keep that in mind. Until tomorrow, let's keep on doing it Bubba style.